Well, now you're going to Montana kind of next week, correct?
Yes.
Will Al, you going to Montana?
He is. Will you go on any tours, like with a group?
I'm not sure. I don't have any booked. I don't have any.
I was shocked. I said to him, he has nothing planned.
Do you have
right
no
now.
Idea what you're doing when you get there as of now?
Yeah, why are you going to Montana?
Seems like a great place to go. Seems like there'd be less
humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be crowded there. I think, you know, I kind of found out after the fact that this is a busy time of year. Although I just go and just be like cowboys walking around.
In college, we played the University of Montana, and the only thing I can say is the sky is big. There's a big sky.
That's what I hear.
Is that the conference they're in, by the way?
It is the big sky. Yeah, but we stepped off the plane like we were aliens. Like we were a bunch of New Yorkers. We were just staring at the sky.
Wait till they get a little ammo.
That's up in Missoula, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, where Montana State is, the Bobcats.
Gotcha.
Will you go all cowboy hat and boots?
That's what he said.
I might get a cowboy hat. I don't know.
Are you going to do some hiking?
Eh.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
There's real animals in those woods.
Yeah, he should. It is beautiful out there. But he won't.
No, it's gorgeous. I just
figured. His head, no. I see
myself. But Jerry just asked, you know, what's your agenda? And, you know, really didn't seem like you had much going on.
Well, I mean, I have ideas of what I like. There's one of the big parks is out there. Yosemite or Yellowstone.
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 He's done a lot of research.
There's one of them.
Central Park.
There's there's the big resort out there. What's it called, Eddie? Big Top Resort or something? Big Sky Resort?
Yes.
Is that where you're staying?
No.
Oh.
So, there's the downtown area.
Okay.
Downtown.
I'd be very busy.
Yeah, right.
I see him.
How many days is this trip?
Five.
Oh, boy.
Five days in Montana.
Over under 2.5 before he's like,
I'm going to Montana. Five days without a plan.
I actually think, you know what? I think his girlfriend will have ideas.
Yeah, no, she has no plan.
Oh.
No, this is my
place. This is all you.
He said he asked Grok, what's a good place to go?
You know what? So if you go back about 6 months when he started bringing up this Grok for ideas thing, I was like, come on. I kind of do the same thing now.
No, I get that, what I'm saying is this wasn't a, you know, Gina production.
This was him. No, I know.
And then went to her.
He kind of put the parameters in, right, of what you were looking for. Yeah.
Which is wild.
Because she's interested in an adventure.
Whatever. Yeah
absolutely. Yeah. You see different places.
So what's, I mean, is there anything going on, like a festival? Are they known for anything in particular? Like
I hope there's not a festival. No, I think it's just known for not being like New York. That's all I'm going for. I want something not like here. I want to be something in the United States that's not like here.
Oh, he was killing Evan for going to Paris on July 4th weekend.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. You get all the rest of the year you can go to Paris.
And Evan's very patriotic.
Yes, he is. I know. He goes to the homes of boyhood presidents homes or whatever the hell that he says.
You're right. Usually his vacation is planned around. Like, hey, we're going to wherever.
I am not
you're like,
that
why
guy.
Are you going there? Because I can go to the president's
this
childhood
home. This is
where
Franklin, you know, Roosevelt was. He grew up.
Yeah, those people I stay away from. I went on a couple's vacation not too long ago with my best friends and his wife, and they were so, like, enthralled. Oh, this is where the knights were, and they ate here, and they did study here. And I was like, don't ever leave me on the beach. I want nothing to do with any of that. Like, I can Google if I'm really that interested. We got Google. You know, I'll figure it out there.
Evan's a sightseeing guy.
Yeah, I am not. I am a beach bum. Leave me on the beach.
I'm with you.
When you said Evan's a sight, I thought you were going to say psycho.
No. I know. He's a historian. I get it.
Yeah, a lot of history in Paris, so that's where they are. I don't know where else they're going on their European vacation, but...
Well, I'm sure you'll find out with another podcast today or tomorrow.
Yeah, there'll be multiple Ricos while he's overseas.
Could you imagine if you said to your wife, like, here it is, this... And I'm not making fun of him by any stretch. That's
We are.
I'm not. I will tell you why. When you look at that Rico Bronya podcast and you look at the numbers on YouTube, it does really well.
Yeah.
So I love the dedication to it, but... Could you imagine spending, what would you say conservatively, a trip to Paris for $15,000, $20,000?
First class, people, you think?
I have no idea. My point is you're spending a fortune to go on this trip.
I'm with you, no.
Yeah, no.
And you're doing these shows. Like,
to be fair, the expo, the, you know, 30 seconds, or just the idea that he's taking time out of his...
Oh, but you said he did a Rico Bronya.
They did a Rico middle of the night. So it wasn't like he said, hey, let's postpone the trip to the Louvre here. We're going to do a Rico, you know, in the middle of the day. So he's picking his spots as he normally does. It's just fascinating.
My wife would kick me out of the condo.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Like, well, get out.
He turn it off just for a few hours.
He put the RICO post out on X, the link, to which one commenter replied, quote, "Why?" with three question marks. "You're the worst family man ever."
I hear him. I get it.
Al, will you be checking in with people while you're in Montana? No, I want an Al Dukes update in Montana.
I'll post. I'm sure I'll put some stuff on social media.
But he will not be following what's going on with the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah. Nor is he going to, you know, call in to do a podcast with me.
No.
Like, he's on vacation.
I'll follow along with what the Mets and Yankees are doing. I don't want to come back and all of a sudden, like, you know, Juan Soto has a broken ankle and I don't know what's going on.
Let me rephrase.
I'm going to check in.
You'll follow along the way you normally do. You'll wake up and you'll check your feeds and whatnot. But you're not, you know, breaking down the box scores and managerial decisions.
But I'll have an idea.
You should come back with a tattoo, Al. That's how I know if the trip was worthwhile or not.
See, I was going to Montana to get away from tattoos. Like, here, it's just tattoos.
Oh, I could get the more tattoos.
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting away from tattoos.
Yeah, when you get into the wilderness, people go tribal. You're going to see more tattoos.
I was hoping less.
Said he's coming back with a horse. He's going to ride into work on a horse.
Hey, whimsy wasn't enough. Now you want a horse?
Easier to park out front here, Jay.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, boy.
Good point.